Hello everybody. Oh, I've had a stressful day, and to structure my thoughts a little bit, I thought I would just do a recording, make a boo, and talk about this. As you might know, our guinea pig Gustav, he had an eye inflammation, and we took him to the vet yesterday, and he found out that Gustav obviously hurt his eye with straw or hay. So he poked something into it accidentally, of course. And now he has to get an antibiotic ointment twice a day, as well as another ointment with vitamin A, so that his eye will regenerate properly. And then I tried to put the ointment in the eye for the first time yesterday evening, and I quickly realized that this was not really easy, because I had to I had to touch his face so I would know where this tiny eye is. And then I had to somehow take care of that his head was very still. And yeah, I just didn't have enough hands. I felt that way. And then I thought, I just cannot control if the ointment is really in the eye or somewhere in the fur around the eye or something. And then I was really a little bit desperate, and I thought, well, this is just something you cannot do, being blind. And so I tried to organize people who maybe work close to where we live or live there, so that in the morning, and then again in the morning, and then in the afternoon, and then in the evening, each time a person would come and and do this ointment thing. And antibiotics have to be given, I think, like a week or so approximately. So it was just, it just seemed impossible to get hold of people who have the time and everything. And it was just, it was so stressful, because I already saw myself talking with strangers in my apartment 4 times a day. And I thought, well, this would be incredibly stressful for the guinea pig. And but then our good friend Sötje came in the afternoon, and she showed me how I could keep his eye open with 2 fingers of my right hand, and then put the ointment in with my index finger from my left hand. And suddenly it worked. And at first I was very insecure if the ointment got in, but she observed this and everything went well. And I couldn't believe it, really, because, yeah, I was almost sure that it's not possible for us. And then, of course, I was very relieved and told all the people there was no need for them to come anymore. And now I'm really happy that I can take care of Gustav and his inflammation on my own. And a little bit proud also. And then we got the message that Philip and I have been accepted for an event in October. It is like a convention from the Foundation of the Blind here in Germany, and it is a week where you play a lot of music and sing in a choir, and in the end there is a concert in a church where you where you present the pieces that you learned. And we took part in this twice already, And it is always a lot of fun, and yeah, singing is always great, and meeting people, getting together. Yeah, and this is in October already, and since from next week I have guide dog training, I think this will come very, very quickly. And I, of course, hope that I can take Taylor with us, even though I'm not quite sure yet, because now I cannot really know how good we will be working as a team in October. But it would be great. And I know there are at least 3 other people with guide dogs coming. And, of course, I wouldn't want to leave him here. Yeah, so this was a nice one today. And it was just so many mixed feelings. Then we had to take care of some financial issues that came unexpectedly. Yeah, but this is quite okay. And I'm just so happy that I can do this ointment thing on my own now. This is so relieving. I just like to have our private time here in the apartment, and I don't like that so much when strange people come here, and yeah.